First of all, do you have a vote total or a percentage or something?
Of those voting, about 93% voted in favor of the new contract. Honestly, it took quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, 2 weeks, to convince and explain to our membership the issues. They're very frustrated with the situation, frustrated with the administration, frustrated with the state. But in the end, we were able to explain why we were doing what we were doing and what the contract was about.
Do you know, did you have a high percentage turnout?
Yeah. You know, for what we normally have, it was above the last year's contract, or the last time we did a contract vote, and the year before. I don't know what the year before that one or the contract before that one, but for the compared to this one, compared to the previous contract vote 4 years ago, this was a higher turnout.
Refresh my memory. So when does this new contract – well, I guess it first needs to be ratified by the Board of Trustees also?
Yes. It's now in the university's administration's hands to decide to – I'm assuming they're going to bring it forward to their December – at their December board meeting. I don't know the details of that, but yes, they have to approve it first, and then the due date or the effective date could be as early as June 30th.
Okay. That's the goal, I guess, is,
yeah.
is for it to start with the new fiscal year.
Yes. Yep.
All right. How do you think your members benefit from this contract?
Well, it does a couple of important things. First off, you know, it benefits in terms of the overall package is a little bit higher than what they currently were getting. So the contract is rather than the 4% next year, it's 2%, 2%, and 1%. So over the course of the lifetime, the base pay for employees will go up. And it also does some important improvements as well. So there's a new program that we agreed to that would create a release time for faculty to work on grant writing, which is in both the interest of the university and the student and the faculty here on campus, ultimately benefiting all the students as well. Then we've agreed to some other minor changes with language, but also agreed to some committees to look at some of our associate faculty language and some of the language associated with our academic support professional. It's a goal of the union to see a stronger promotional system for that group of individuals, and these two committees are designed or tasked to look at that and try to come up with something that can then be used in the next round of the contract, in the next negotiations.
Early on, you mentioned, early in this conversation, you mentioned you had to do some talking, you had to do some explaining and some convincing. So what do you think might be a disappointment with this contract?
Well, this is the second time this is a give back. This is the second time that as the union had came to the table to solve an issue at this on this campus. And that's very frustrating. You know, a contract's a contract. And so we were giving up a 4% raise to a 2, 2, and 1. And that's very frustrating. You know, after the last time when we gave up a 3.5%, 2 years or 4 years ago and agreed to that extended contract when this 4% was part of that linchpin in that deal. And so people are looking at their bottom line, and I understand that. And partially, though, they also were looking at what the impact this was having on the university as a whole because of the failure of the state, the issues with enrollment, and some other issues that I think might be there that we're hoping the administration will address more effectively and more holistic approach to dealing with the budget and the issues that the university has. And so that was part of the frustration. And, you know, it took a lot to explain. It took some time to explain it, to work people through. And in the end, I think people agreed that what we didn't want to see is other employees lose jobs or be harmed. We didn't want to see the massive cuts, additional cuts that were coming or potentially coming because of the financial challenges. And so for the betterment of the community, the betterment of our students, putting them first and putting then our faculty together and our membership, that's why they voted for this. And I think that's ultimately what the bottom line was, is this is good for this institution, it's good for our students, and we're moving forward.
This new deal will eliminate the final year of the current contract.
For most employees, with the exception of those that are retiring next year, those that are retiring or will announce that they will retire before June 30th, 2015, they will maintain the 4% next year because they will be irrevocably harmed or irrevocably harmed. And so that's part of the deal in this too, that anybody who is retiring will still be protected next year. But for everybody else, the last year of the contract basically is over with, and it now will start with the 2, 2, and 1 from here on out.
So do you have the ability to I guess, drop the final year of this new deal should finances turn around and you decide faculty deserves more than 1% in year 3?
Well, if things turn around in the state of Illinois, which we would be very hopeful, we will be asking the administration and be talking to it. Just as they came to us, I'd be willing to sit down and talk to them. And so we're willing to see what would come. But that's 2 years or 3 years down the line. What we are now focusing on are two key agenda items for the UPI that we have gotten – we're getting support from others, and that is dealing with the funding for the institution as a whole for public higher education. The funding for public higher education, as we've talked before, needs to be increased. And we also need to see more funding for our students in terms of MAP grants so they can afford to come to school. These are two key issues and two key agenda items for the UPI that we will now be able to spend the next 2 years focused on, or 3 years focused on, rather than trying to worry about a contract in the middle of all of that.
Those are both state issues. Is there anything you're going to be focusing on with the Western's administration?
Well, we will continue to be fiscal watchdogs for on it. You know, we question some of the expenditures sometimes, and we will continue to look at their agenda and to maintain the appropriate. Remember, this is the second time this is a give back, and so we are anticipating and we expect the administration to be good financial stewards of this contract, but also to recognize what it was that the faculty did do and what the membership as a whole, both our academic support professionals as well, did on this for this contract for this institution again. And so those are the things that we will continue to look on this campus and continue to maintain and fight for a good working environment, because a good working environment produces an excellent university for our students.
Is there any guarantee with this give back that there will not be faculty layoffs or furloughs, anything like that?
We don't know what the future holds with any of the contract language. I mean, there's contract language that's existing that deals with potential of faculty or membership layoffs, bargaining unit layoffs, in other words. So that language would be there, still there. But, you know, in terms of furloughs and the like, there's never anything. Those would be working conditions that would have to be bargained, in our opinion, if it gets to that point. All of this is going to be dependent on state funding and the end. So at this point, there should be no layoffs, and it is our opinion and our perception that there will be no layoffs, at least to the bargaining units.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.